everybody. Welcome to the show. It is, of course, me, Adam Krigler, the host of The Krigler Show. And here we go again, another week. We are starting it off interesting with Facebook was shut down for the day. Now, it is currently back up and running. And WhatsApp and Instagram, which are, of course, owned by Facebook, were down with it. And, of course, this spawned a plethora of conspiracy theories onto why Facebook went down, and I am going to talk about some of the things that were arising from that. I actually had a tweet about what do you think is going on with Facebook, and a lot of people had a lot of different things to say. So there was a whistleblower that was on 60 Minutes yesterday that was talking about Facebook and trying to make them a better company, not really trying to ruin them or add to the hate, but I don't think it worked out the way she wanted it to. But anyway, we're going to talk about that. And then we're going to talk about DeSantis. DeSantis's wife actually came down with breast cancer, which is, of course, a big shame. And I want to talk about that, but I want to show how the left responds. You know, with hate and division and disgusting, really. It's just the way that they're saying it and attacking someone who isn't even the person they're mad at. It's just DeSantis's wife who happens to be now dealing with cancer, and it's really a shame. So I want to shine a little bit of light for her and wish her well, and then also call out the disgusting behavior of the people that are openly hating. There's just so much hate in these people's hearts, and it's really disgusting to see it. And I'm gonna call them out a little bit, and also prove them wrong a little. And I'll be honest, it's gonna be a little. I ride the line sometimes when I talk about specific things, and the reason they're angry at DeSantis is because he's keeping his state open. Florida has one of the better places, just programs and freedom. I mean, it's really, he's stated multiple times. He's like, I can't lock down our state. These people are adults. They make their own decisions for themselves. And it's like, there's no argument there. They are. That's amazing. So I'm gonna talk about that. And then I want to talk about the state of art. Now, I am an artist myself. I have, I'm a musician. That I would say that's my biggest art outlet, right? I sing and play guitar, and I love it. It was a part of me letting go of a lot of angst from my younger days and learning how to deal with certain things. I would write it in a song, and some people have painting, drawing, dancing, all sorts of art. Art comes in all different shapes and sizes and different mediums. But there's been a increase of just to give you an example of what I'm going to talk about. They're literally selling nothing and saying, this is my art. It's nothing. There's a few different examples I'm going to bring to you. One is a sculptor in Italy that actually had $17,000 for a sculpture of air. I'm not joking. It was a sculpture of air that he sold for $17,000, and it is crazy. And he's actually, I'm going to talk about it, but he's actually getting sued by someone else because they claim they had the idea first. It's just, this is real life. These people are suing each other for claiming that they came up with the empty art idea first. It's crazy. So we're going to talk about that. Before we do, please check out my website. It's adamkrigler.com. You can find all sorts of different things. My video, my coffee shop, donating to me directly, my podcast, which is on all different podcast forms. If those who don't know, you don't actually have to watch me live on YouTube. We actually upload in podcast form over on, we're on Spotify and all the other. There's an RSS number that you can enter into your apps if you have podcast apps and whatnot. I also have an Odyssey channel that you can go over there and follow me just in case something happens here to my YouTube channel, which who knows, because they are cracking down. We talked about it last week. We're cracking down on people who are spreading medical any sort of misinformation. And in fact, we're going to be talking about it tonight because of the whistleblower and how Facebook picks and chooses what they talk about. But definitely go check out my Krigler Coffee Instagram. This actually was down for the day and just came back up. So I think that Facebook finally got their stuff back up and running. But you can go follow me over there. My sister was like, I need a picture of you holding your mug. And I'm like, all right, fine. Sorry. And my hair looks like an absolute disheveled mess, which on par for the course, I still got it in a mess right now. So, but then, of course, you can check out my coffee company over at KriglerCoffee.com. Okay. So I'm going to start by showing you guys my tweet, okay? I tweeted out earlier and I said, what do you think is happening over at Facebook? Here it is. This is my tweet. And there are just so many people talking about different things, software updates. This one's my favorite. My aunt's jalapeno cornbread recipe was too powerful for the platform. I love that. And then, of course, there's all these people who are like, I want that recipe. Someone spilled their Soylent in the LAN room. Hostile takeover by MySpace. Lots of good stuff here. But a lot of the people, here's from DJ Freedom Rockets, which, of course, he's a little on the conspiracy side. He said their PSYOP whistleblower on 60 Minutes last night clearly didn't fool anyone, so now they're deleting servers and selling assets. So I don't know about that. Their stock did fall like crazy, and at this point, I didn't really know what was going on about the anything, but he responds here. He said, she literally ran the entire misinformation department for Facebook. She was the top person for it, clearly not a whistleblower when she's advocating for more censorship, not less. Claiming the FF of 1/6 is proof we need more. Hilarious PSYOP fail. And I was like, wow. So I started looking into this 60 Minutes thing, and in fact, I found it and watched it. And this is quite a long article, which sums up the whole interview. And I'm not going to read that because I saw it and I got the gist of what she was saying. Now, before the election last year in 2020, Facebook started implementing algorithms that stopped the sharing of fraud, voter fraud stuff, right? Preventing people from sharing that stuff and keeping the election fortified. We'll say that, right? Because there was that Times article that came out, or was it? I think it was the New York Times, that they fortified the election. It's not really the subject at hand that I want to talk about, but they came out and made these algorithms that prevented people from spreading misinformation. And she was all about it because she had a close friend who she claims she lost to misinformation on Facebook. She didn't get into details. Maybe she does later or in some sort of fashion. I didn't catch that, but she was all about wanting to work for Facebook to stop the spread of misinformation. Now, after the election ended and Joe Biden won the election, I say it like that for obvious reasons, she saw that Facebook then stopped that algorithm. They went back to prioritizing making money over stopping the stem of misinformation. And, you know, this is from the New York Times. Whistleblower says Facebook chooses profits over safety. Now, that's what she says, right? It was, well, they want to make money and they don't really care about people getting hurt from misinformation, which between you and I've seen what they call misinformation misinformation. I mean, half of it might be misinformation, but the other half is just stuff that blows up their narrative, right? I mean, who decides what misinformation is? And if you know the scientific facts, like if you read the actual medical reports and you've seen, which I personally have, I've read so much of different things pertaining to you know, the jab, right? You know, I got to be very careful because I don't want to get in trouble for, I'm not saying there's any medical, I'm not a doctor, right? But I've read the stuff and then I've seen what they claim is medical misinformation, right? And I'm like, how? Like, how is that? It's not. It's actually, here's the study that I've read, you know? And I can't even say that, right? For fear of losing my channel, which is, it's crazy. But so to get back to this whistleblower, right? She's talking about how they stopped this algorithm and they went back to trying to make money, trying to push stuff that makes the money, makes the clicks, whatever. And then January 6th happened. And she's like, see, it's Facebook's fault because they stopped that algorithm. And then all these people were able to cause an insurrection. And this pisses me off because I was there that day. Many of you know, I've talked about it multiple times. I even did a live show that night talking about how it wasn't that big of a deal. It wasn't. It was not an insurrection. Every time they call it an insurrection still is before the FBI came out, which was, I think, a month ago now. They said, look, there was no insurrection. There's no evidence, right? Excuse me. They said scant evidence, which is akin to saying there's nothing. There isn't. There was no insurrection. There was no tie to Trump and all the people that went in. They disproved it all. So it's this whole Charlottesville thing again. Well, we're just going to keep repeating this lie over and over again. This woman was saying that because directly Facebook changing her those algorithms, it caused the January 6th insurrection, which is BS, because it was not. It was a bunch of peaceful people. I sat in the crowd listening to Trump speak. There was a lot of people, a lot of people. And guess what? They were staying until he stopped speaking. And then they walked over to the Capitol. Everything you see about January 6th happened before Trump even stopped speaking. By the time I got over to the Capitol, I walked over to the Capitol as well. I walked with the crowd because I wanted to peacefully protest and have the evidence seen in Congress that day, which is what a lot of us wanted to have happen, right? It was, this is not the subject at hand, right? We're talking about Facebook. But anyway, it was not an insurrection. It's ridiculous. But she's claiming that it's Facebook's fault, like, because they changed these algorithms. She's like, we need them back. We need to stop this misinformation campaigns that these people do to convince everyone else that the big lie, which is ridiculous. But look at this. Zuckerberg lost $7 billion in personal wealth in the hours that Facebook was off. Now, this was a couple hours ago when I found this article. It might be more now, and it probably is. But there is a funny, someone posted this, which I thought was really funny. Facebook tweets, I have information that will lead to the arrest of Hillary Clinton. Oh, I don't know. But then I found this. And I don't know if this is directly correlated with what happened today, and I think this might be the reason, is because they needed to lock it down and get a hold of whatever happened. Personal information of more than 1.5 billion Facebook users sold on a hacker forum. The private and personal information of over 1.5 billion Facebook users. This is insane. It was being sold on a popular hacking-related forum, potentially enabling cyber criminals and unscrupulous advertisers to target internet users globally. Data scrapers are selling sensitive personal data on those 1.5 billion users. Data contains users' name, email, phone number, location, gender, and user ID. It appears to be authentic personal data obtained through web scraping. Data can be utilized for phishing and account takeover attacks. Sold data claims to be new from 2021. This is from late September in 2021. A user known hacker forum posted an announcement claiming to possess the personal data of said users. The data is currently up for sale on the respective forum platform, with potential buyers having the opportunity to purchase all the data at once or in smaller quantities. One prospective buyer claims to have been quoted $5,000 for the data of 1 million Facebook users' accounts. It's crazy. So, I don't know if this is why they closed down today. Some people were saying that they had a DDoS attack because, I mean, it's Facebook. The company itself, I believe, is worth over $1 trillion among all of its different assets. Not necessarily Zuckerberg himself, but the company of Facebook. That's insane. The power of what Facebook holds. I mean, you think about it. Facebook has 65% of all, or 65% of the internet users on the planet. That's an insane number and an insane amount of power that one company has, especially for a company that no one voted for or anything, and for a company that we know that Jen Psaki herself has admitted is working, they are working with the government to help curb misinformation. So now we have a political party that is working with a company to choose what misinformation is. That's nuts. I even got one of my strikes on YouTube for quoting Mark Zuckerberg, quoting him on his opinion, on his viewpoint on the jab, right? I mean, just for a lack of wanting to, whatever, the vaccine, right? I mean, that's what he was talking about. I'm not talking about it right now. I'm talking about Facebook, but I'm sure more information is going to come out and we will actually see. It looks like some people in chat have some information about it, but we'll get into that at the end. So I don't know. We'll see more and more as people find out what was actually going on today. But it's back up and running. So it was down for a good 5 or 6 hours today. So whether or not it's going to be a recurring problem, lasting problem, I doubt it. And will we ever really know? I doubt it also. Some people were talking about there's a Project Veritas expose that's coming out tonight that's talking about Facebook. Maybe they were getting ahead of the curve and trying to squash something that might have been connected to what might be coming out from Project Veritas. You never know the severity of their reports because, you know, they've been getting bigger and bigger people coming to them to blow the whistle on different huge companies or governments. It's good for them. Good shout out to Project Veritas because they're incredible. All right, let's move on. That was the Facebook thing. Next, I want to talk about DeSantis. Now, Casey DeSantis, which is the wife of Governor Ron DeSantis, she has been diagnosed with breast cancer. And it is a shame. You know, hearing about this at all is terrible. As the mother of three young children, Casey is the centerpiece of our family and has made an impact on the lives of countless Floridians. Through her initiatives as First Lady, the Republican governor said in a statement in which he called the First Lady a true fighter. As she faces the most difficult test of her life, she will have not only my unwavering support, but the support of our entire family, as well as the prayers and well wishes from Floridians across our state. And me, sir, I wish your wife well. The governor's office provided no additional details surrounding the diagnosis. Casey DeSantis, 41, is a former television host, and as First Lady, she has launched initiatives addressing mental illness and substance abuse. She and Ron DeSantis are parents to three children, and this is a beautiful family. Look at these guys. Three beautiful kids. Ron, he's got he almost looks like he's got the sun blinding him right now, but it is Florida after all. It's very sunny down there. But beautiful family, you know, and it is a shame when anyone has to deal with cancer. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, what kind of politics you're on, when you have to deal with this sort of thing, it is an absolute, it's a shame, right? I have lost family members to cancer in my life, and it sucks every single time. Especially getting it so young. 41. I mean, she's incredibly young. So I wish her well. But here is where I want to show you how the left responds with this kind of stuff. First and foremost, karma. How many of these posts, this is from Libs of TikTok, arranged these couple of pictures. The mentally ill just can't help themselves. Yeah, I'm inclined to agree. Look at this. They're just This is just disgusting acts. I heard Casey DeSantis has breast cancer. I hope the good Lord karma takes over. I mean, what did she do to these people? Guaranteed, none of these people have ever even, didn't even know her name was Casey before the CNN announced it, right? None of them. Blah, 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 karma from all the people you killed with your BS to Ron DeSantis. It's like, these are the same people that are Cuomo-sexuals, right? They're the ones that, which is just insane. Ron DeSantis prioritized the people that were at risk. If you were over 70 in Florida, you were absolutely the first person to get vaccinated, period. No questions asked. He made sure that they were available in all the different pharmacies all across the entire state. They prioritized it. They continue. Look at this. Hex. It's almost as if karma said, hi, this is disgusting. This kind of behavior. There's more. It's not. There's so much more. It's ridiculous. This is from Jewish Deplorable. Wonder if she'll use medical help or just rely on Facebook for her treatment. This is ridiculous. People don't get their information from Facebook. They get it from medical sources that they're sharing on Facebook. I'm not saying that there isn't medical misinformation out there. Of course there is. Of course. There's all sorts of people that are trolling others. But some of this stuff is real. I've read enough medical reports from different actual scientists, actual doctors that have gone into it and gone out of the way to explain it. And I'm going to show you a couple things. I got to be very delicate with it, but I'm going to talk about it. Karma, karma, karma. Should have gotten the COVID shot. All could have been avoided. She has cancer. These people, they don't understand even what they're saying, I don't think. I think they're just in auto mode. And there's so many more. There's so many more. I'm just done. I'm done. Look, rub some ivermectin in it on it. Okay. These people are so sick that they'd rather have people die. I mean, they wanted Joe Rogan to die as well because he got COVID and didn't take the vaccine. He chose to get the antibodies, the monoclonal antibodies, which actually Florida was being cut off from even getting by the Biden administration. They actually had to go out of their way to acquire it out and bypass Biden, which he did. He went and got an alternate treatment source, right? Now, I have to say it every single time. I'm not a medical doctor at all. I'm not giving any sort of advice. I'm just reporting on the news, right? This is what DeSantis has done for his citizens because he is the governor of Florida and chose to give them an alternate treatment source, which is what they're claiming, the monoclonal antibodies, which is what Joe Rogan took, right? He came out and said that he took the monoclonal antibodies, he took ivermectin. And it just made me, it made me think of this another article that I read recently. This is from the WHO. Okay, this is from the WHO, from Uttar Pradesh, going the last mile to stop COVID-19. So this is about India. Now, for those who don't remember, they had an incredible COVID spike that they were dealing with earlier on in the year. I believe it was about May. Why don't we hear about this anymore? What is the reason? I'll show it to you. And this is, again, from the WHO. I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving any medical advice. I'm just reporting on what I've seen here. This is from, you know, the WHO, which I believe is, they trust this, right? This is all the way back in May when they were having that spike, right? And if you scroll down, they're basically talking about how they went crazy. They went to each house and made sure to, like, nip it in the bud at any time. They found anyone that had the symptoms or had COVID, they gave them a pack of medicine. Now, it wasn't the vaccine. Where is it? See, they gave him a pack of medicine. I don't remember where exactly in here it says it. Here we go. Those with symptoms are tested and given medicine kits and information on quarantining and isolation, both at home and in hospitals. People without signs of COVID are urged to get vaccinated and to follow COVID-appropriate behaviors to prevent transmission in rural areas and India's most populated state. So, you know, they're still encouraging the people that are at risk to get vaccinated, which, you know, is good. If you are at risk, you should, right? I mean, I'm not advocating for anything. Okay, again, I'm not a medical doctor. I feel like I need to reiterate that every single time I even mention this subject. But I looked into it to find out what those medicine kits were, and I found this is what they were. Each home kit contained the following: paracetamol tablets, Tylenol, vitamin C, multivitamins, zinc, vitamin D, ivermectin, doxycycline, and other non-medical components such as face masks, sanitizer, gloves, and alcohol wipes, a digital thermometer, and a pulse oximeter, which allows them to test their oxygen in their blood. And that's kind of how they rated how bad it was. If you had more than 94%, you know, you were okay. But if you had in between 90 and 94, you were getting worse and worse. But if you had under 90% blood oxygen levels, you were recommended to go into the hospital and get that taken care of. So now I want to bring it back to Florida, right? Governor DeSantis wanted to give his citizens the ability to have alternate treatments, which from that study that I was just reading from India, what they actually did to give out their packs. Well, I'm just sorry. I'm just looking at chat. They're freaking out about something. I'm not sure. But yeah, to do that. And they're demonizing him for it, which is just now they're not even demonizing him. They're attacking his sick wife, someone who now has cancer and is, you know, has three kids and a husband, you know, a family that if something were to happen to her, that she would leave those kids behind, motherless. Like that is a terrible thing to even think about. But then to attack them based on lies, based on something that they clearly don't even understand. It's just, you know, these people are unhinged. And so like Libs of TikTok said that the mentally ill just can't help themselves. They're not wrong. I mean, it is akin to being mentally ill, being so unhinged that you're going to attack someone who's married to someone else who's, who you don't agree with what they do. No one's going to agree with you on everything, period. These people are so obsessed with forcing their ideology about everything on everyone. I don't understand why they think they can get away with it. And they are. They're getting away with it. They should be publicly shamed. And essentially, I'm doing that. Shame on all of you who are calling, saying karma, screaming karma that she is now has cancer because Governor DeSantis is giving the power to decide what people want to do with their bodies in Florida. That's amazing. That's amazing. Interesting. All right. So, you know, take of it as you will. I'm sure not a lot of you are surprised. So we'll see. Someone's just said that a lot of comments are being deleted in my chat. Is that real? Is that real? Are you guys getting your comments deleted? Huh? That's pretty weird. I all right. That's interesting. I'm not really surprised. Oh my goodness. Benjamin said, "I really dislike people who celebrate misfortunes of others." I 100% agree. Right? I mean, I don't wish ill on anyone. Even the people that can't stand me, which there are people out there. You know, people attack me on Twitter and it's like, yeah, that's fine. You can attack me. You know, normalize not giving any F's about what people think of you. What happened to that? What happened to that, right? Why do you care so much about what others think? Who cares? What? You know, it's like, hey, did you care what the bully thought of you in high school? Like if he thought you were nice and wanted to be your friend. Did you really want to be his friend or did you not like stop caring? Like it's insane. It just happened again. People are deleting. YouTube auto deletes a lot of comments. Wow, what is going on? Really? You guys are seeing comments are being deleted, huh? No, look, so I just have to say again, look, I wasn't giving any medical misinformation. That is actually from a doctor with more than a million subscribers on YouTube that was talking about it objectively. He's saying this is just what was in the medical pack. I just wanted to find out because of that WHO post talking about what India did to stop that surge that was going on. It's crazy. All right, so let us talk. Let's move on from that, right? I don't want to get in trouble. Maybe I'm already going to get in trouble. I have no idea. But I want to move on. Next, we're going to be talking about the state of art. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I am an artist. I sing and play guitar. A lot of my angst from being a, you know, from my teenage years, my early young 20s, I got out in my music. I wrote a lot of songs that are just for me. It's kind of my journal, the way I vent in my life. And I've overcome a lot of stuff in my life with my art, my music. Even skateboarding is a form of art. I mean, it's kind of blending athletics and art, because, you know, tricking on a skateboard is, you know, I was a skateboarder. I don't know how many people know that about me, but excuse me. I love to skate. But nowadays, art is, man, music alone. I have lost so much faith in music. I mean, there's still great musicians out there, don't get me wrong. But it's not the musicians I'm worried about. It's what is trending. It's what people are listening to. And the lyrics are terrible. They're, okay, this is my opinion, by the way. You may agree with it, you might not. The songs are just horrible. Okay, the lyrics are like one sentence sung over and over and over again. Half of the song isn't even words. It's just like humming and la-la-las, which I tend not to do in my songs. I don't really like doing that at all. But some of these songs are just nonsense. It's not even words. It's like Sugar Ross, but, you know, he was actually musical at least. I think they had some words in their songs, and some of them was in another language. But he did have some. They did have some songs that was not even any words at all, which has its place. But nowadays, it's just. I mean, so that's music, right? I want to talk about art. Now, my mother is an artist. She actually is in chat. Shout out to Mom. Love you, Mom. She studied under H.R. Giger and Keith Haring in the early 80s. So, and she's incredible. She did the, let me actually pop these up. So here's her artwork right here. She did the Frody stuff. She also did one, see the last one that, oh my gosh, so many amazing memes on here. Look at this. This is art. You're talking about art. Like, a lot of these things are just incredible. Well, here's the last one that she did over and just chilling. Yeah, so this art is amazing, but then I see what people are doing nowadays, and there's that meme of the horse that blends from like a really beautiful looking horse into like, and they're like, hey, why does this art cost so much? It's because you need to learn how to do it, and then you have to perfect it. And I've seen her process. She takes a long time to actually get art done well. I've seen her process, and I can see how high of a standard she has for herself because she's worked with some greats. I think she has some original work from H.R. Giger, which is really cool stuff. He's the, for those who don't know, he's the one who designed the original Alien, aliens from the movie Alien, and incredible, the Xenomorphs. And then Keith Haring, of course, is one of the more famous, I don't even know how to describe him. It's like blocky. If you've seen Mr. Doodles, he's kind of like the new version of Keith Haring. But anyway, it's great stuff. Great stuff. But here, check this out. This is Museum pays artist $84,000, and he delivers two blank canvases titled, Take the Money and Run. I'm not joking. Here is his art piece. It is a blank canvas. Now, you can see he has globs of what looks like dried paint with white painted over it. So it isn't just like a blank canvas. He actually did some work on it. And it turns out it's actually more spiteful. Denmark's Kunsten Museum of Modern Art was epically hoodwinked after giving artist Jens Hanning $84,000 to use in a piece, only to have him pocket the cash and turn in blank canvases cheekily entitled Take the Money and Run. It was a case of art imitating heist. Just in case you thought charging $120,000 for a banana was highway robbery, oh my goodness, I forgot about that. In fact, I gotta do this. I gotta show you guys this banana. I can't believe I forgot about the banana. And I'm doing it. I'm bringing it up. Because we... $120,000 art. Basil banana. Basil banana. Look at this. Someone duct taped a banana to the wall. And it sold for $120,000. This is exactly... Thank you. Thank you, other article. I totally forgot about this. This is insane. But anyway, back to this. The Danish Museum gave an artist $84,000 to use in a commissioned piece, only to have him pocket the cash and turn in two blank canvases named Take the Money and Run. The blank robbery occurred after the Kunsten Museum of Modern Art in Aalborg asked Danish artist Jens Hanning to recreate two of his prior works, 2010's An Average Danish Annual Income and An Average Australian's Annual Income, first exhibited in 2007, CBS News reported. Those politically charged pieces used actual banknotes to showcase the average incomes of citizens in Denmark and Austria, respectively. Did I say Australia? I meant Austria. Austrian, yeah. The reboots were slated to appear in Work It Out, a current exhibition on the role of artists in the labor market, according to ArtNet. Along with an undisclosed compensation for the product, the institution lent Hanning 84,000 plus offered an additional 6,000 euros, if needed, to be displayed on the opus itself. Per the contract, the amount that would be returned to the museum at the end of the exhibition on January 16th, 2022. But the curators first suspected something was amiss upon receiving an email from Hanning that said he had changed the artwork's name to Take the Money and Run. Indeed, when museum staffers opened up the box containing Hanning's contributions, they discovered two blank canvases, while the cash had entirely disappeared. Yes, of course. Now, let's see. The museum director, Lars Andersen, says the money had not been put into the work. Hanning said he had a good reason for literally drawing a blank. The work is that I have taken their money. The Nada Da Vinci told Danish radio program P1 Morgan last week in an irrelevant performance piece and mega minimalist work. It's not theft. It is a breach of contract, and a breach of contract is part of the work. The artist said he'd conceived the cheeky creation as a protest against the pittance he received for inclusion in the show, which reportedly required him to pay nearly $4,000 to reimagine the two works, according to ArtNet. The insolent gag might sound like an art world equivalent of a high school slacker fudging an exam, but the artist claimed that the piece provides relevant political commentary on the status of artists in society. Take the Money and Run questions artists' rights as their working conditions in order to establish more equitable norms within the art industry, per a press release from Hanning. Everyone would like to have more money, and in our society, work industries are valued differently, added the painter, Kumpilfer, in a statement. The artwork is essentially about the working conditions of artists. It is a statement saying that we also have the responsibility of questioning the structures that we are a part of. And if these structures are completely unreasonable, we must break with them. Here is a more close-up of his... Maybe it's not even painted over. Maybe it just looks like... I don't even know. What is it? It looks... I don't know. It could be pieces of paper just like stuck to it. The provocative piece doesn't just apply to the art world, he said. I encourage other people who have just as miserable working conditions as me to do the same, Honing explained. If they're sitting on some S job and not getting money and are actually being asked to give money to go to work, then take the box and run off. Museum Honcho Anderson, for one, actually found the on-the-nose stunt amusing. Jens is known for his conceptual and activistic art with a humoristic touch, the art director mused, and he gave us that. But also a bit of a wake-up call. And everyone now wonders, where did the money go? As for the $84,000, Henning hasn't broke any contract yet, Anderson said, since repayment isn't due until early next year. However, he specified that if the money is not returned by then, the museum will take the necessary steps to ensure that the provocateur coughs up the cash. All right, so this is a funny story, but I want to now show you guys some other artwork that actually is even less. And you know what? I'm going to bring up the banana again because I forgot about the banana. I can't believe I forgot about this banana. It's insane. And see, it was from Art Basel. They had a banana taped to duct tape to the wall, sold for $120,000, which is absolutely insane. But check this out. All right. Italian artist Salvatore Garu recently sold an immaterial sculpture. It's in quotes because it's, what does that even mean? Also known as air, for $18,300. The real story here is some a-hole out there has actually spent money on something that doesn't exist. Forget buying an NFT. This is a story of all stories when it comes to the new age art world. But it turns out, and you know what? Hold on, before I go to the next spot. This piece of air actually came with a contract that forced you to have a 4-foot by 4-foot cubed space in a private home. It had to be in a private home, and it had to have a 4-foot by 4-foot cubed spot to have it rest in. Like, this is my air sculpture that I bought for $18,000. Someone actually came out and is suing this guy with the original air being sold. And here it is. This is his art installation, all right? It's termed nothing. Florida man, of course, is a Florida man. Earlier this June, an Italian artist sold his sculpture, The Invisible, for $18,000. That's one I was just referring to. But Tom Miller is threatening to file a lawsuit against Garu, claiming that the Italian artist stole his idea and didn't credit him for it. Miller went on to express that he installed his own invisible sculpture in Gainesville Bo Diddley Community Plaza, an outdoor event space, back in 2016. His piece was aptly titled Nothing. When I saw that, I thought, that's exactly my idea, and ideas are important in the world, and recognition for those ideas are important. So I simply wanted that attribution to be, so I contacted him. He dismissed it. He dismissed it away, and then I hired an Italian attorney. If you Google Tom Miller nothing, you can easily see I had this whole paradigm sorted out before the Salvatore Garu ever even thought of doing a sculpture of nothing. Oh my gosh. He's suing someone over the idea of having nothing be their art. I mean, really, dude? I'm not going to remember this guy's name. This isn't art. It's a statement, like going back to the art heist guy, you know, who gave them white blank pack, you know, canvases. It's a statement. It's an activist movement to show how art has and proved that art has fallen away. Do you know what art used to look like? Have you ever walked through an actual art museum and seen art from 300 years ago, 400 years ago, this incredible art pieces that we used to look at? And I mean, there's incredibly huge art pieces in these art museums that are amazing. And then you get to like nowadays and it's a banana taped to a wall. Wow, you're so edgy. Let me pay $120,000 for that. What? It's insane. My goodness, you know, or bring it back to music. These people are making so much money on just the worst songs ever. I can't stand it. But I feel like there is a glimmer of hope in this because people are becoming aware of it. They're starting to realize what real art is. They're starting to appreciate good music, good drawings. You know, when someone's actually talented, they appreciate it. When it's real, authentic art, that's what people want. They don't want to be fed mass-produced, insert something, right? Doesn't matter. Mass-produced anything sucks. It's just, you know, bring back the days where we fix the things that we cherish because we don't want to have to buy a new thing, you know? I mean, a phone, right? A random thing. Like, I've had this phone for 4 years, and I love this thing. Why? Because the battery lasts a good amount of time, and it was right before they changed the iPhone to have that crazy tracking thing in it so they can track where you're at. So I don't have that in my phone. I will never get another iPhone once this thing dies. I will be moving on, and I won't have another Apple product. That's a whole nother segment, another subject, but I don't know. I think people are finally realizing they want the quality. They don't want the quantity. They want the real authentic art. The people, the artists that are not just really good singers, but also feel passion for what they're singing. Because there's a huge difference between someone who has, I mean, there's some terrible singers out there that have such amazing passion. Who can I think of right off the top of my head? Joni Mitchell. I didn't think she was a very good singer. But she's an incredible, passionate musician, right? That's the only the first thing that pops in my head. But that exists. I absolutely prefer quality. And we should all. All right, so I'm going to move on. I'm done talking about the state of art. How you guys doing? How you doing, chat? It's good to see you all. It's good to hang out with you as well. It is Monday. I hope you guys have had a wonderful weekend. I had a chill weekend, hung out with a couple different pieces of my family. I hung out with my sister and her kids. It was nice to hang out with them. I'm heading to Texas this week. Wednesday, I've got Malcolm Flex on my show. We're going to talk about his Twitter jail. He was suspended from Twitter. I don't know if he still is or not. I mean, I'm fairly certain he's back on Twitter. I don't know if it's the same account or not, but he is back. But we're going to be chatting. And then Thursday morning, I actually am going to be flying to Texas to join Elijah Schaefer and Savannah Hernandez on their show over in the Blaze studio. So I'm going in studio. I'm going to be doing their shows. I'm not sure if I'm going to be joining You Are Here, which is Elijah's new show. And but we'll see. If I do, I'm not going to have a show on Thursday night. But then Friday, I'm going to head out to Arizona and hang out with my mom for a little bit. Mom, I'm looking forward to hanging out. Someone asked me if I'm playing New World. I have it, but I'm not playing it until I only have one computer and it has a 3080. And I'm not risking my only computer that I have right now to do my show. Once I'm back in my home studio, I'll probably try New World, even though, I'll be honest, it looks a little boring. It does. It looks a little boring. What? I said what I said. All right. I mean it. Anyway, I saw a couple super chats come in before I started the show. Let me go check those out. Fairly certain it is Robert Wiles, because you know how he does. Robert Wiles, of course. I hope this makes Betty smile and Diana Francesco smile. I'm not doing so great. Excuse me. My pug G.I. Joe isn't doing so well, taking him to the vet on Wednesday. Well, I hope he... man, it sucks when you have your pet that's sick. I'm sorry to hear, Robert. And I don't see... You had a member's comment, but it doesn't show me that. I if if that disappears before the show, I can't. I know you said something else, but I couldn't actually read that. I'm sorry, that one was lost. But I wish your pug well, sir. Fantastic Mr. Knox says, would be nice if Facebook was down for longer. People who are on it daily can go touch grass. Yeah, maybe. You're right, I know. That would be nice, right? There was almost like a silver lining with Facebook being down for 5 hours because 2 billion people, they've got 2 billion people on their platform. Like, that's insane. I think it's 2.5 billion people on the planet that use Facebook. Now, I use Facebook, but only to post my daily videos. I don't go on Facebook very often. I'm on Twitter a lot more than any other social platform because I follow a lot of specific people and peruse what's trending and what people are talking about and, you know, what's and that sort of thing. So, Khalid Cooper, thank you for that $20 super chat. Didn't even say anything, just super chatted me $20. I appreciate that a lot. Jonathan, becoming a member for a full year. Awesome. Says Raiders, unrelated, but I'm excited. I don't even know what Raiders means. What is that? Is it Monday Night Football? It's Monday night, right? Are they playing tonight? Sejong the Great says, I once dated misinformation. She led me around for a while, but I never got any action out of her. Turns out she wasn't a doctor either. Nice. Mao to Mighty. Truth never fears scrutiny. Be good, light the dark. Yes. Sejong again with a $10 super chat this time. Actually, nope. Someone actually deleted sometime this morning all the DNS A and AAA info from the entire internet. Technically, Facebook.com was up for sale until they locked it down. I did see that actually. Facebook.com was for sale. In fact, I'm a little bummed that I didn't talk about that during the segment. Dang. Sejong says, remember when Obama handed the keys to the internet over to the World Economic Forum on his way out the door? Pepperidge Farm remembers. That is it. Yeah, I do remember that. That's crazy. Scrody says, howdy, Adam. My day has been so peaceful with Facebook down. Good. Good to know. And he continues, says, ivermectin has been pulled from a lot of farm stores around here. I actually needed it for livestock. And there are signs claiming that false story. I mean, it also won a Nobel Peace Prize in 2015, which is nuts. Anyway, Metastep celebrating 6 months of a membership. Thank you so much. My wife is now a vaccine Nazi. She thinks the unvaxxed should not be treated if they go to the hospital with COVID. Much love, Adam and chat. I'm sorry to hear that. That really sucks. It's such a shame. I mean, I can't even say what I want to say because I will get in trouble. I'll get in trouble. Just know, Metastep, I'm sorry to hear that because that's your partner. That's your wife, you know? So I'm getting the vibe that you don't feel that way, and I feel bad. That sucks. Cheeseburger says, in 1984, the party would release songs to the public that sounded nice but actually had no meaning. The means to dumb down the proles. Cake and circus. Cake and circus, baby. I think there is so much nowadays that is dumbing down humans. The internet has a lot to do with that. Video games. Look, I play video games a lot. I love playing video games, but it's part of it. All right? TikTok, it's part of it. Social media, it's part of it. I don't know. It's just emotional intelligence is being lost. Civil discourse is being lost. There's so much that's being lost nowadays. Chris Holmes says, remember when Trump said in November that we would start seeing the dominoes fall? Seems like it's slowly happening. I hope they're all indicted. Oh, someone says it's his ex. Oh, I see. It's his ex-wife. Oh, well, that's good, Meta. Hopefully that, you know, you don't get in any issues with if you guys have kids together, because that can get messy. Mark G says, statues of nothing have nothing on the song 433. I don't know what that means, but okay. Good to see you, Mark G. Robert Wiles again says, just like how you give us nothing when we win the dice roll when there's no prize. Thanks for this. I really needed this tonight. Be blessed, Adam. Thank you, Robert. I appreciate that. Mark G says, every bag of Lay's chips contains art. That's right. There was like a chicken nugget that looked like Jesus or something that sold for a ridiculous amount of money. There was one that looked like Trump. These people are nuts. Sejong, so with a $20 super chat, says, you know there's going to be a day when what does that mean? Goblins will come out of a hole ripped in time and space at CERN, and a quarter will slide off the mound that has formed at the neck of my Alex Jones was right again jar. Yeah. Interesting. Jacob Clark, we have a new member. Thank you so much for that membership. My goodness, I appreciate that. You can now officially spin the UFO in chat. I'm dropping a bunch of UFOs myself. Let's see all of those members out in chat right now. Drop some UFOs. Spin them while you got them. If you haven't subscribed, please do subscribe. Please smash that like button for me. That's right. Smash. Smash it. Why? Because it helps me beat the algorithms, which, you know, ever since I had that Google whistleblower on my show, Jason Voorhees, it's not Jason Voorhees. It's Halloween. So I threw a Halloween mix into it. Well, October. It's October, right? The whole month is Halloween. Mr. Voorhees, the Google whistleblower. Zach, he was great. But I definitely noticed a change in the analytics of my channel. And I think that because of all you helping me break the mold, sharing my videos, and continuing to show up for me every day like you guys do, thank you very much. Help me stay in the momentum. Jason Dixon says, I'm playing New Bold, very campy slash New World, not New Bold, very campy slash grindy. If Guild Wars and WoW had a baby, that baby would be New World. Need a P.O. Box, bro. Got a few 100-sided dice. Oh, yes. P.O. Box is coming soon. Don't worry, P.O. Box is coming soon, indeed. Let's see here. Fantastic Mr. Knox says, I've been using less Facebook and never felt any better. Time spent better listening to streams and gaming. Currently trying to finish Breath of the Wild. You know, I started playing Breath of the Wild, and I just don't like it that much. I don't know what it is about it. I actually got the Switch because I played all Zelda games. I love Zelda. And there is just something about it that I just don't like. And now, I was a classic Zelda player. I grew up Link's Awakening, Link to the Past. Even the 3DS one was really well done. I mean, they basically just took Link of the Past and added a new, being flat against the wall, becoming art, which is kind of fitting that we were talking about how what art is today. So, but yeah, let me get a little sip of water. Hold on. Thank you guys for tuning in. I am really looking forward to going on Slightly Offensive this Thursday with Savannah. I have actually never met Savannah in real life. I have met Elijah Schaefer. That dude is awesome. I met him when I was living in Jersey. Great guy. Looking forward to have a conversation with him and Savannah in studio, which will be great. So I'm heading out there on Thursday. I will have a show Wednesday. I'm not sure if I'm going to be live on Thursday night. I might be joining Eliza's new show, You Are Here. And in fact, they are live right now. They go live from 7 to 8 Eastern time, which is cool. You know, I support everyone. It's the same time as my show. And someone was like, oh, dude, they totally tried to ruin you. And I'm like, man, you know what? The more the merrier. Like, I know the kind of stuff that Elijah talks about, and it's like, I want more people talking about that kind of stuff. Good. Get more shows out that have people that are breaking the narrative, and Elijah certainly does that. So I'm looking forward to joining him on his show, and a bunch of people, you guys know Savannah. She's absolutely fantastic. She actually got a strike recently. She's a lot more spicy on her stuff. She doesn't do a very good job of self-censoring like some YouTubers that we know. all right, that's enough for me. You guys are absolutely fantastic. I will be, of course, back tomorrow here on The Krigler Show at 6:30 Eastern Time. You all have a wonderful night. Please smash the like button for The Krigler Show.
coming to you live Monday through Friday, 6:30 Eastern Time.